友们，大家好，今天是5月1号，星期五，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国总统特朗普说，他已经要求美国的情报机构对中国武汉新冠病毒的起源进行调查。另一方面，国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，世界有权进行调查。另外，他还说，美国十分担心中国其他地方的病毒实验室的安全问题。来看报道。
当特朗普总统被问及他授权开展的对中国和世界卫生组织进行的调查时，他说他对新冠病毒最初在武汉爆发时北京的反应不满意。
Could have stopped that at the source. They didn't have to let airplanes fly out and loads of people come out.
中国领导人表示，他们希望保持透明，并与美国合作对抗这种致命的病毒。但是国务卿蓬佩奥说，中国共产党仍在隐瞒信息，并拒绝外界进入他们的实验室。
Look, we still haven't gained access. The world hasn't gained access to the WIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from. There are multiple labs that are continuing to conduct work, we think, on contagious pathogens inside of China today, and we don't know if they.Are operating at a level of security to prevent this from happening again.
中国官方媒体对蓬佩奥进行了强烈的抨击，一同遭到抨击的还有澳大利亚以及其他要求对这种病毒起源和传播方式进行调查的国家。中国称他们正在利用新冠病毒不公平地对中国污名化。
Who in the world wouldn't want an investigation of how this happened to the world?
当被问及有人要求中国为成千上万的新冠病毒造成的死亡和全球经济带来的影响付出代价时，蓬佩奥说，以后会有足够的时间弄清这一点。美国之音记者塞内报道。
美国国务院发言人摩根·奥特加斯最近接受美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访，他表示说，中国限制人民的言论自由，封杀推特，而中国官员却翻墙设立虚假账户，并且散布虚假消息。来看报道。
美国国务院发言人摩根·奥特加斯表示，美国注意到中国共产党官员更加主动在推特上的活动，但是中国政府封杀推特，官员却翻墙传播虚假讯息。
We always find it kind of interesting when Chinese Communist Party officials decide to communicate on Twitter, because we know that they ban their people from being on Twitter, which is unfortunate. If they want to communicate on Twitter, they should let average Chinese citizens communicate as well. A responsible nation would say, you know what? We're going to open up our country. We're going to be transparent. We're going to provide data that scientists and doctors and investigators need in order.To get to the bottom of what happened with the origins of this pandemic. That's important not just for the United States to know, but this is important for the world to know.
美国国务院发言人强调，希望中国停止宣传不实信息的活动，把精力集中在提供公开数据以及资讯，让科学家找到病毒的起源。与此同时，中国对美国国务卿蓬佩奥的人身攻击最近似乎有升级的趋势，奥特加斯也做出了回应。
Yeah, it's certainly not helpful. Their ambassador here in D.C. and others have said that the United States and China needs to work together to solve this pandemic, and we agree with that. So be transparent, be open.
自从新冠病毒疫情爆发以来，美中关系持续恶化。根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计数据，这场疫情在全球已经造成20多万人的死亡。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
香港警方4月18号以涉嫌参与或者组织未经批准的集会为由，逮捕了包括李柱铭在内的15名民主派人士。而李柱铭则表示说，很高兴因为他的被捕而再次引起了国际对于香港现状的关注。来看报道。
李柱铭星期二在香港民主委员会的线上研讨会上表示，他对于自己被捕早有预期，警方的行动显示政府已改变策略，今后将以铁腕治理香港。他说，被捕令他感到释怀，得以加入因争取民主被捕的诸多人士的行列，同为正义而战。
In a way I'm glad that our arrest and prosecution have brought Hong Kong back again to theradar, political radar of our friends abroad. I want you to look at Hong Kong. Don't just think of us. Think the release of us, or not the prosecutors, is not good. What I want is China being brought back to her own promise, her own joint declaration with the British government, because it is only then that Hong Kong would have a future. Otherwise, the release of some of us doesn't help.
李柱铭说，全球正处于对抗新冠病毒的特殊时期，中国若能兑现对香港的承诺，会释放出很好的信号，国际社会将认为中国领导人是可以信任与合作的。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会主席麦格文在会上表示，中国和香港政府在新冠病毒肆虐之际抓捕民主派人士并持续破坏香港自治的行为令人发指。他说，美国国会将敦促特朗普政府采取行动，切实实行香港人权与民主法案。香港的未来对美国和国际社会至关重要，绝不可让香港人权自由继续受到损害。
It is important, that the United States, Congress and the United States administration, make it clear to the government of Beijing, that there are consequences, as a result of their crackdown against human rights defenders. I mean, what happened?What is happening in Hong Kong is outrageous. The whole world is watching this. The United States, as I've said many times, cares about human rights, and we should stand out loud and foursquare for human rights. We need to follow our strong words with actions. And that's what the legislation is all about that we pass.
同样在4月18号被捕的前立法会议员何秀兰和工党副主席李卓人在会上表达了他们的担忧。
A sign that the Beijing government have no more tolerance of freedom of expression, have no more tolerance for the voice of the dissidents or opposition. So they come up to the front stage and try to pull the string to control Carrie Lam and our police force to take all this action.
What Beijing wants to achieve is to tell the people of Hong Kong.That even people like Martin Lee would not be safe from arrest or excluded from arrest because they want to rule by fear.
李卓人说，被捕的十五人当中，许多人曾来访美国，因而被中国当局视为有和外国政府勾结的意图。他还表示。这次新冠疫情的出现，特别是吹哨人李文亮逝世后，许多中国民众的想法出现变化。
People in China are also very angry about this hard authoritarian regime that lied to the people and suppressed the truth. So in a way, this is something that we can link together. You know, that the world should also be not just looking, of course, standing with Hong Kong, but at the same time, you know, looking what is happening in China and weaken.The China authoritarian rule will also help Hong Kong. Because once they are not so hard authoritarian, we have more hope of universal suffrage.
美国之音许湘云、钟瑞哲，华盛顿报道。
特朗普政府表示说，美国全国的社交隔离指导方针在星期四午夜到期后不会再延长。特朗普总统还表示说，要尽早重启美国经济。来看美国之音白宫记者黄瑶毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月30号星期四，美国境内确诊新型冠状病毒的这个病例人数呢，已经突破了106万人，而死亡人数也突破了61000人。特朗普总统星期三在白宫椭圆形办公室当中接受路透社专访的时候呢，则批评中国要利用新冠病毒不让他竞选连任。路透社的专访当中呢，有几个重点。第一个是特朗普总统说，中国处理新冠病毒的做法是北京尽其所能，要让他在11月大选当中落选的证明。那么他也说呢，将会有许多的方法让中国为新冠的疫情来负责。此外呢，他也说新冠疫情也严重打乱他与习近平已经达成的贸易协议。那么在接受路透社采访的时候呢，特朗普总统也多次的批评中国，但是呢，当被问到他与习近平的关系的时候，特朗普总统说他跟习近平是朋友。那么星期三呢，在白宫与新型冠状病毒工作小组的成员与路易斯安那州的州长爱德华兹会面的时候，特朗普总统则是批评了世界贸易组织以及中国。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫当中是怎么说的。
We've done a very good job. It's far too many people, needlessly, because it could have been at the point of origin. And somehow we weren't helped by whether it's World Health Organization or China, whoever. We weren't, they didn't do what should have been done. Very sad, actually, for the whole world. It's a very sad thing. It was a very, very sad event.
而联邦政府的社交隔离政策呢，也即将在今天晚上，也就是四月三十号，来星期五的午夜结束。那特朗普总统表示呢，并不会来延长这个政策。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫针对于暂停或停止这个社交距离的政策是怎么说的
？Think a way of saying it will they'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it. I've had many calls from governors, Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and many, many governors.Tennessee, Arkansas. We're speaking to a lot of different people, and they're explaining what they're doing, and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.And we're opening our country again.
而在与美国的产业界进这个代表来会面的时候呢，特朗普总统说，重启美国经济的活动是越快越好。那么他也说呢，有些州下个星期就要重启了。那副总统彭斯则是说呢，在联邦政府四十五天前发布这个政策之后，有一些州是稍微的遵守，有一些州是做的更多。那么他希望接下来各州都能够依照联邦政府公布的重启经济三阶段的标准。安全并且负责任的重启各州的经济活动。此外呢，星期四美国劳工部也公布了最新的失业数据，上个星期呢又有额外的380万人申请了失业保险，以及美国开始控制疫情的这六星期以来呢，现在总共有超过3030万人已经申请了失业救济。因此呢，现在包括白宫以及很多的州长也都希望能够赶快重启经济，来解决目前失业的状况。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
今年第一季度 GDP 年化季率收缩了4.8%，这创下了2008年第四季度以来最糟糕的数据。另一方面，失业人数也居高不下。就此，我采访了美国 PNC 金融服务集团副总裁、高级经济师叶文斌先生。今天我们来看采访的第一部分。
那我们看到美国今年这个第一季度的 GDP 收缩了4.8%，然后这是2008年第四季度以来最糟糕的数据。这个对于经济意味着什么呢？
美国经济现在已经开始接入经济衰退时期了。这个4.8%的首先这个数字是一个年换的，就是年换率，也就是说美国经济在第一季度没有真正的缩小4.8%，而是说第一季度的速度要是继续这么降四个季度的话，到明年第一季度会减少4.8%，所以呢，第一季度的减少就是说这个经济衰退开始了，而且是因为这个第一季度的经济冲击主要是在三月份的下半月，所以三月份的下半月的这个经济冲击的力量是就是历史以来。就是可能最大的一个第一次的一个经济危机了。
那么也有很多专家说这个接下来这个第二季度的这个GDP 的状况可能会更糟，您有没有类似的预测呢？
PNC 对第二季度 的这个初步的预测也是这个年换的缩小率是30%左右。也就是说第一季度和第二季度加起来的这个经济缩小的这个程度会比就是2008-2009年的经济衰退的缩小程度要大两倍。而且这个经济衰退的时期在我们的预测当中就是衰退的程度更大，但是时期缩小的更短了。所以上次经济衰退经济减少了连续下降了6个季度，这次我们的预测是经济的下降会在2个季度之内实现就是双倍的这个下降的总量。
是您说到这个会持续2个季度啊。那我们知道这个美国财政部长姆努钦也是表示说美国的经济会在夏天出现好转，然后在3季度会出现反弹。那您怎么看？您同意他这个说法吗？
PNC 对经济前景的预测也是也是下半年会开始复苏但是这个复苏这个一个假设就是就是各级的政府可以开始放松对经济活动的这些限制而且这个也更简单的说是对疫情的一个假设。而经济学家在做预测当中，我们都是在注意到我们懂的是经济而不是公共卫生，所以对这些疫情的前景，我们只能听就是这个方面的专家，而把这些假设放在我们的预测当中。接下来说，要是这个疫情有第二波传播在美国的话，经济的复苏会被推迟到更晚，可能甚至到2021年的上半年。
那么我们今天看到新的这个失业数据也显示，这个过去这个星期首次申请失业救济的人数有300多万，然后过去6个星期加起来总数有3000多万，能不能为我们解读一下这个数据？
美国人在上个礼拜申请这个失业保险的人数下降，就意味着这个就是这一大波失去工作的这个现象已经已经开始减少了。也就是这个就是按经济的语言来讲，这个供给方的这些限制对就业市场的影响开始减少了。要是在未来几个星期到几个月美国各州的政府可以开始减少对经济活动的限制的话，好多这些3000万当中的好多人有可能可以回去然后回到工作。但是这次经济衰退不光是这个疫情对经济的影响，而是这个冲击发生了之后这些人丢掉了工作，丢掉了收入，公司也丢掉了收入和盈利。这个失去的收入会对我们未来的经济活动造成影响的。
美国的新冠疫情对很多的行业造成了冲击，其中也包括乳制品业，许多的奶农不得不倾倒多余的牛奶。我们来看美国之音记者魏芝的报道。
乳业是美国农业中的大型产业之一，数据显示2019年美国生产了近1亿吨牛奶。这次新冠疫情中，这个行业出现了一个矛盾的现象，许多超市限制消费者每人每次只能购买2罐牛奶以保障货物供应，而一些奶牛场却不得不大量倾倒牛奶。美国国内的乳制品销售渠道主要是餐饮服务业、学校给学生提供的饭食以及超市。
Are the facts that a lot of those kinds of food products in America in general go into things such as restaurants and food service industries, including schools. And well, the schools being closed and restaurants being closed, that really hurt the demand for the cheeses and the butters. And even to some extent, the fluid milk.
而人们对乳制品的需求量并没有减少。原本在饭店消费的人现在只能去超市购买乳制品。但是由于加工分销的模式不同，加工厂来不及将卖给餐饮业的大宗乳制品进行分装，转销给超市和零售商，所以导致超市乳制品供应不足，而加工厂乳制品积压。再加上乳制品加工厂也因为新冠疫情以及为了控制新冠疫情而下达的居家令而缩减生产规模，使情况雪上加霜。
Processing plants have people getting sick with the coronavirus and they're limiting their processing capabilities.
加工厂无法接受和储存更多的牛奶，使奶牛场的牛奶没了出路。
We're seeing about a 10-15% imbalance in the milk supply and demand right now.
与此同时，奶农不能简单的停止挤奶。
We cows produce milk 24 hours a day. They are milked 7 days a week, and it's not like you can just turn them off. So there have been conversations about reducing milk, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight.
农民可以采取措施减少奶牛数量，但这可能在将来导致乳制品的短缺。由于在新冠危机的初期的需求波动很大，生产商很难预料未来的情况。多余的牛奶更不能直接捐赠给慈善机构，因为联邦法律规定，牛奶必须经过加工，加工费、运输费都是已经捉襟见肘的奶农们无法承受的，所以奶农们只能进行大量倾倒。据美国乳农公司估计，由于新冠危机，美国每天可能倾倒270万至370万加仑的牛奶。
I've heard people having to dump 20% of their milk, and so what that means they would have to, you know, dump, you know, like every, you know, how would that figure out? It'd be like every fifth day they would have to dump their load of milk.
好好的牛奶被倒掉，使奶农们经济损失惨重。
A third less, you know, for income. So it, at that level, it starts to, it kind of falls below the break-even point. At this point, all the producers are, you know, it's survival. Everybody's in survival mode on the financial side. You know, there's no, you know, it's everybody's just buying their bare necessities, cutting the extras. Trying to get through this, as is everybody else in America.
春季本是播种的季节，种植的作物将是奶牛接下来一年的口粮。但现在疫情之下，农耕不能正常进行，这样下去，来年乳业的行情都会受到影响。
If it carries on for another several months, it will absolutely devastate some of the the dairy economy.And there will be bankruptcies because of it.
美国农业部4月17日推出紧急粮食救援计划，为农牧业提供190亿美元的资金。联邦政府对小型企业的贷款项目和薪酬保障计划，也能在一定程度上帮助乳制品行业减少经济压力。许多人希望乳制品行业能从这次疫情当中汲取一些经验，把供应链变得更加灵活。为以后相似的情况再次发生提前做准备。
A lot of people in the agricultural industry are hoping that we come out of this with some new ideas and don't go back to where we were, so that if something like this happens again, and it probably will, when something like this happens again, we don't get in this situation that those eggs are carried in a lot of different baskets in the future.
美国之音未知采访报道。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端， 适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
一位艺术家正在尝试将味觉带入虚拟现实，一起去看一看。
虚拟现实的沉浸式体验给人耳目一新的感觉。现在空中盛宴 RMX 将满足您的味蕾。
It's one of the first experiments where we are mixing VR and food.
在纽约的 J. 比尔德餐厅，马提亚·卡萨莱诺创造了一种虚拟现实用餐体验，可以让客人以新的方式品尝美食。
We are so much used to eat.With our own eyes, of course, right? Whenever we go to a restaurant, for example, we sort of already have an idea of how things might taste like, right? If I order a particular item versus particular things, I sort of have expectations.
通过这种虚拟现实体验，来宾应该会期待意外的惊喜。在虚拟现实中，食物由抽象的 3D 形状表示，并与现场准备的真实食物相对应。来宾可以与这些虚拟形状和形态互动，然后把它们吃下去。
I think nobody can actually explain this concept to anybody in words. You have to experience it.
通过虚拟现实头盔上的运动跟踪相机，真实世界中的动作跟虚拟现实中的动作相对应。
They're able to bridge the gap between the virtual world and the real world, and what impact it has when you introduce food into this experience. All of a sudden, the virtual world no longer, it felt less virtual.
Having that, like,disconnection but reconnection with food through this digital representation of it made you kind of like think about flavor and texture and sensation in a different way.
一个所有感官的盛宴，美国之音郑蒂娜，纽约报道。
美国多地实施封锁和隔离，这导致日常生活向线上转移，其中也包括寻找爱情。
尽管数以万计的民众居家隔离，但是爱情仍然找到一条出路。约会应用程序正在适应新的现实，有些约会应用程序的使用量增加了20%。应用程序 Tinder 甚至提供用户免费到外地找约会对象的选择，因此用户现在可以在任何地方寻找爱情。因为不管怎么说，这个约会都必须是一个在线约会。
It's like just, hey, you want to grab a drink on FaceTime? She's like, yeah. So we were going back and forth, and yeah, we just decided to jump on it. And one of her comments to me was.Can I just wear sweats to this thing? And my exact response was, I haven't worn grown-up pants in 3 weeks. Why start now? So yeah, we were both super informal and real comfortable.
晚餐和美酒并非第一次在线约会的唯一选择。约会应用程序的用户说，他们在买菜、做晚饭，还有甚至在打游戏的时候上网约会。约会应用的开发人员说，在线约会和面对面的约会其实区别不大。
I have to do something different because it's a virtual date. A lot of first date, or even second date dating etiquette, just the same thing applies. You want to make an effort to look nice because that shows that you care, and you're putting effort to actually, you know, make a good impression. You want to, you know, first date, I think it's good to keep it light and casual.
在约会前要确定麦克风和摄像机功能正常会很有用，而且绝对没有绞尽脑汁寻找话题的余地。这个大流行病已经盘踞了所有人的脑海，无论他们身在何处。
Rarely do you have a moment where people, no matter where, what your geography, have one main thing on the mind, and that is COVID-19. And so, there's a real desire to connect.
所有的真正约会暂时被新的现实排除在外的时候，线上约会可能具有一些优势。
This is a good chance for us to dig deeper, take things a little bit slower.
尽管人们现在喜欢这种虚拟约会，但毫无疑问，一旦取消隔离，情侣们将会回到现实世界中寻找爱情。美国之音卡琳娜·巴弗拉江，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。 们大家好，今天是5月1号星期五，欢迎收看美国观察。美国总统特朗普说，他已经要求美国的情报机构对中国武汉新冠病毒的起源进行调查。另一方面，国务卿蓬佩奥表示说，世界有权进行调查。另外，他还说，美国十分担心中国其他地方的病毒实验室的安全问题。来看报道。
当特朗普总统被问及他授权开展的对中国和世界卫生组织进行的调查时，他说他对新冠病毒最初在武汉爆发时北京的反应不满意。
Could have stopped that at the source. They didn't have to let airplanes fly out and loads of people come out.
中国领导人表示，他们希望保持透明，并与美国合作对抗这种致命的病毒。但是国务卿蓬佩奥说，中国共产党仍在隐瞒信息，并拒绝外界进入他们的实验室。
Look, we still haven't gained access. The world hasn't gained access to the WIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from. There are multiple labs that are continuing to conduct work, we think, on contagious pathogens inside of China today, and we don't know if they.Are operating at a level of security to prevent this from happening again.
中国官方媒体对蓬佩奥进行了强烈的抨击，一同遭到抨击的还有澳大利亚以及其他要求对这种病毒起源和传播方式进行调查的国家。中国称他们正在利用新冠病毒不公平地对中国污名化。
Who in the world wouldn't want an investigation of how this happened to the world?
当被问及有人要求中国为成千上万的新冠病毒造成的死亡和全球经济带来的影响付出代价时，蓬佩奥说，以后会有足够的时间弄清这一点。美国之音记者塞内报道。
美国国务院发言人摩根·奥特加斯最近接受美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访，他表示说，中国限制人民的言论自由，封杀推特，而中国官员却翻墙设立虚假账户，并且散布虚假消息。来看报道。
美国国务院发言人摩根·奥特加斯表示，美国注意到中国共产党官员更加主动在推特上的活动，但是中国政府封杀推特，官员却翻墙传播虚假讯息。
We always find it kind of interesting when Chinese Communist Party officials decide to communicate on Twitter, because we know that they ban their people from being on Twitter, which is unfortunate. If they want to communicate on Twitter, they should let average Chinese citizens communicate as well. A responsible nation would say, you know what? We're going to open up our country. We're going to be transparent. We're going to provide data that scientists and doctors and investigators need in order.To get to the bottom of what happened with the origins of this pandemic. That's important not just for the United States to know, but this is important for the world to know.
美国国务院发言人强调，希望中国停止宣传不实信息的活动，把精力集中在提供公开数据以及资讯，让科学家找到病毒的起源。与此同时，中国对美国国务卿蓬佩奥的人身攻击最近似乎有升级的趋势，奥特加斯也做出了回应。
Yeah, it's certainly not helpful. Their ambassador here in D.C. and others have said that the United States and China needs to work together to solve this pandemic, and we agree with that. So be transparent, be open.
自从新冠病毒疫情爆发以来，美中关系也持续恶化。根据约翰霍普金斯大学的统计数据，这场疫情在全球已经造成20多万人的死亡。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的采访报道。
香港警方4月18号以涉嫌参与或者组织未经批准的集会为由，逮捕了包括李柱铭在内的15名民主派人士。而李柱铭则表示说，很高兴因为他的被捕而再次引起了国际对于香港现状的关注。来看报道。
李柱铭星期二在香港民主委员会的线上研讨会上表示，他对于自己被捕早有预期，警方的行动显示政府已改变策略，今后将以铁腕治理香港。他说被捕令他感到释怀，得以加入因争取民主被捕的诸多人士的行列，同为正义而战。
In a way I'm glad that our arrest and prosecution brought Hong Kong back again to theRadar, political radar of our friends abroad. I want you to look at Hong Kong. Don't just think of us. the release of us, or not the prosecutors, is not good. What I want is China being brought back to her own promise, her own joint declaration with the British government, because it is only then that Hong Kong would have a future. Otherwise, the release of some of us doesn't help.
李柱明说，全球正处于对抗新冠病毒的特殊时期，中国若能兑现对香港的承诺，会释放出很好的信号，国际社会将认为中国领导人是可以信任与合作的。美国国会及行政当局中国委员会主席麦戈文在会上表示，中国和香港政府在新冠病毒肆虐之际抓捕民主派人士并持续破坏香港自治的行为令人发指。他说，美国国会将敦促特朗普政府采取行动，切实实行香港人权与民主法案。香港的未来对美国和国际社会至关重要，绝不可让香港人权自由继续受到损害。
It is important, that the United States, Congress and the United States administration, make it clear to the government of Beijing, that there are consequences, as a result of their crackdown against human rights defenders. I mean, what happened?What is happening in Hong Kong is outrageous. The whole world is watching this. The United States, as I've said many times, cares about human rights, and we should stand out loud and foursquare for human rights. We need to follow our strong words with actions. And that's what the legislation is all about that we passed.
同样在4月18号被捕的前立法会议员何秀兰和工党副主席李卓人在会上表达了他们的担忧。
There is a sign that the Beijing government have no more tolerance of freedom of expression, have no more tolerance for the voice of the dissidents or opposition. So they come up to the front stage and try to pull the string, to control Carrie Lam and our police force to take all this action.
What Beijing want to achieve is to tell the people of Hong Kong that even people like Martin Lee would not be safe from arrest or excluded from arrest because they want to rule by fear.
李卓人说，被捕的十五人当中，许多人曾来访美国，因而被中国当局视为有和外国政府勾结的意图。他还表示，这次新冠疫情的出现，特别是吹哨人李文亮逝世后，许多中国民众的想法出现变化。
People in China are also very angry about this hard authoritarian regime that lied to the people and suppressed the truth. So in a way, this is something that we can link together. You know, that.The world should also be not just looking, of course, standing with Hong Kong, but at the same time, you know, looking what is happening in China and weaken the China authoritarian rule will also help Hong Kong. Because once they are not so hard authoritarian, we have more hope of universal suffrage.
美国之音许湘云、钟瑞哲华盛顿报道。
特朗普政府表示说，美国全国的社交隔离指导方针在星期四午夜到期后不会再延长。特朗普总统还表示说，要尽早重启美国经济。来看美国之音白宫记者黄瑶毅的报道。
截至美国时间4月30号星期四，美国境内确诊新型冠状病毒的这个病例人数呢，已经突破了106万人，而死亡人数也突破了61000人。特朗普总统星期三在白宫椭圆形办公室当中接受路透社专访的时候呢，则批评中国要利用新冠病毒不让他竞选连任。路透社的专访当中呢，有几个重点。第一个是特朗普总统说，中国处理新冠病毒的做法是北京尽其所能要让他在11月大选当中落选的证明。那么他也说呢，将会有许多的方法让中国为新冠的疫情来负责。此外呢，他也说新冠疫情也严重打乱他与习近平已经达成的贸易协议。那么在接受路透社采访的时候呢，特朗普总统也多次的批评中国，但是呢，当被问到他与习近平的关系的时候，特朗普总统说他跟习近平是朋友。那么星期三呢，在白宫与新型冠状病毒工作小组的成员与路易斯安那州的州长爱德华华兹会面的时候，特朗普总统则是批评了世界贸易组织以及中国。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫当中是怎么说的。
We've done a very good job. It's far too many people needlessly because it could have been stopped at the point of origin. And somehow we weren't helped by whether it's World Health Organization or China, whoever. We weren't, they didn't do what should have been done. Very sad, actually, for the whole world. It's a very sad thing. It was a very, very sad event.
而联邦政府的社交隔离政策呢，也即将在今天晚上，也就是4月30号来星期五的午夜结束。那特朗普总统表示呢，并不会来延长这个政策。我们看一下特朗普总统在白宫针对于暂停或停止这个社交距离的政策是怎么说的。
I think a way of saying it, they'll be fading out because now the governors are doing it. I've had many calls from governors, Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, and many, many governors.Tennessee, Arkansas, we're speaking to a lot of different people and they're explaining what they're doing and I am very much in favor of what they're doing. They're getting it going.And we're opening our country again.
而在与美国的产业界进这个代表来会面的时候呢，特朗普总统说，重启美国经济的活动是越快越好。那么他也说呢，有些州下个星期就要重启了。那副总统彭斯则是说呢，在联邦政府45天前发布这个政策之后，有一些州是稍微的遵守，有一些州是做的更多。那么他希望接下来各州都能够依照联邦政府公布的重启经济三阶段的标准，安全并且负责任的重启各州的经济活动。此外呢，星期四美国劳工部也公布了最新的失业数据，上个星期呢又有额外的380万人申请了失业保险，以及美国开始控制疫情的这六星期以来呢，现在总共有超过30,000人已经申请了失业救济。因此呢，现在包括白宫以及很多的州长也都希望能够赶快重启经济来解决目前失业的状况。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫前的报道。
今年第一季度 GDP 年化季率收缩了4.8%，这创下了2008年第四季度以来最糟糕的数据。另一方面，失业人数也居高不下。就此，我采访了美国 PNC 金融服务集团副总裁、高级经济师叶文斌先生。今天我们来看采访的第一部分。
那我们看到美国今年这个第一季度的 GDP 收缩了4.8%，然后这是2008年第四季度以来最糟糕的数据。这个对于经济意味着什么呢？
美国经济现在已经开始进入经济衰退时期了。这个4.8%的首先这个数字是一个年换的，就是年换率，也就是说美国经济在第一季度没有真正的缩小4.8%，而是说第一季度的速度要是继续这么降四个季度的话，到明年第一季度会减少4.8%，所以呢，第一季度的减少就是说这个经济衰退开始了，而且是因为这个第一季度的经济冲击主要是在三月份的下半月，所以3月份的下半月的这个经济冲击的力量是就是历史以来。就是可能最大的一个第一次的的一个经济危机了。
那也有很多专家说这个接下来这个第二季度的这个GDP 的状况可能会更糟，您有没有类似的预测呢？
PNC 对第二季度的的这个初步的预测也是这个年换的缩小率是30%左右，也就是说第一季度和第二季度加起来的这个经济缩小的这个程度会比就是2008-2009年的经济衰退的的缩小程度要大两倍。而且这个经济衰退的时期在我们的预测当中就是衰退的程度更大，但是时期缩小的更短了，所以上次经济衰退经济减少了连续下降了6个季度，这次我们的预测是经济的下降会在2个季度之内实现就是双倍的这个下降的总量。
是您说到这个会持续2个季度啊，那我们知道这个美国财政部长姆努钦也是表示说美国的经济会在夏天出现好转，然后在3季度会出现反弹，那您怎么看，您同意他这个说法吗？
PNC 对经济前景的预测也是也是下半年会开始复苏但是这个复苏这个一个假设就是就是各级的政府可以开始放松对经济活动的这些限制而且这个也更简单的说是对疫情的一个假设。而经济学家在做预测当中，我们都是在注意到我们懂的是经济而不是公共卫生，所以对这些疫情的前景，我们只能听就是这个方面的专家，而把这些假设放在我们的预测当中。接下来说，要是这个疫情有第二波传播在美国的话，经济的复苏会被推迟到更晚，可能甚至到2021年的上半年。
那么我们今天看到新的这个失业数据也显示，这个过去这个星期首次申请失业救济的人数有300多万，然后过去6个星期加起来总数有3000多万，能不能为我们解读一下这个数据？
美国人在上个礼拜申请这个失业保险的人数下降，就意味着这个就是这一大波失去工作的这个现象已经开始减少了也就是这个就是按经济的语言来讲，这个供给方的这些限制对就业市场的影响开始减少了。要是在未来几个星期到几个月美国各州的政府可以开始减少对经济活动的限制的话，好多这些3000万当中的好多人有可能可以回去然后回到工作。但是这次经济衰退不光是这个疫情对经济的影响，而是这个冲击发生了之后这些人丢掉了工作，丢掉了收入，公司也丢掉了收入和盈利这个失去的收入会对我们未来的经济活动造成影响的。
美国的新冠疫情对很多的行业造成了冲击，其中也包括乳制品业，许多的奶农不得不倾倒多余的牛奶。我们来看美国之音记者魏芝的报道。
乳业是美国农业中的大型产业之一，数据显示2019年美国生产了近1亿吨牛奶。这次新冠疫情中，这个行业出现了一个矛盾的现象，许多超市限制消费者每人每次只能购买2罐牛奶以保障货物供应，而一些奶牛场却不得不大量倾倒牛奶。美国国内的乳制品销售渠道主要是餐饮服务业、学校给学生提供的饭食以及超市。
Are the facts that a lot of those kinds of food products in America in general go into things such as restaurants and food service industries, including schools. And well, the schools being closed and restaurants being closed, that really hurt the demand for the cheeses and the butters. And even to some extent, the fluid milk.
而人们对乳制品的需求量并没有减少，原本在饭店消费的人现在只能去超市购买乳制品，但是由于加工分销的模式不同，加工厂来不及将卖给餐饮业的大宗乳制品进行分装转销给超市和零售商，所以导致超市乳制品供应不足，而加工厂乳制品积压。 再加上乳制品加工厂也因为新冠疫情以及为了控制新冠疫情而下达的居家令而缩减生产规模，使情况雪上加霜。
Processing plants have people getting sick with the coronavirus, and they're limiting their processing capabilities.
加工厂无法接受和储存更多的牛奶，使奶牛场的牛奶没了出路。
We're seeing about a 10 to 15% imbalance in the milk supply and demand right now.
与此同时，奶农不能简单的停止挤奶。
The cows produce milk 24 hours a day. They are milked 7 days a week, and it's not like you can just turn them off. So there have been conversations about reducing milk, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight.
农民可以采取措施减少奶牛数量，但这可能在将来导致乳制品的短缺。 由于在新冠危机的初期的需求波动很大，生产商很难预料未来的情况。多余的牛奶更不能直接捐赠给慈善机构，因为联邦法律规定，牛奶必须经过加工，加工费、运输费都是已经捉襟见肘的奶农们无法承受的，所以奶农们只能进行大量倾倒。据美国乳农公司估计，由于新冠危机， 美国每天可能倾倒270万至370万加仑的牛奶。
I've heard people having to dump 20% of their milk. And so what that means, they would have to, you know, dump, you know, like every, you know, how would that figure out? It'd be like every fifth day they would have to dump their load of milk.
好好的牛奶被倒掉，使奶农们经济损失惨重。
A third less, you know, for income. So it, at that level, it starts to, it kind of falls below the break-even point. At this point, all the producers are, you know, it's survival. Everybody's in survival mode on the financial side. You know, there's no, you know, it's everybody's just buying their bare necessities, cutting the extras. Trying to get through this, as is everybody else in America.
春季本是播种的季节，种植的作物将是奶牛接下来一年的口粮。但现在疫情之下，农耕不能正常进行，这样下去，来年乳业的行情都会受到影响。
If it carries on for another several months, it will absolutely devastate some of the the dairy economy. And there will be bankruptcies because of it.
美国农业部4月17日推出紧急粮食救援计划，为农牧业提供190亿美元的资金。联邦政府对小型企业的贷款项目和薪酬保障计划也能在一定程度上帮助乳制品行业减少经济压力。许多人希望乳制品行业能从这次疫情当中汲取一些经验，把供应链变得更加灵活。
A lot of people in the agricultural industry are hoping that we come out of this with some new ideas and don't go back to where we were so that if something like this happens again, and it probably will, when something like this happens again, we don't get in this situation that those eggs are carried in a lot of different baskets in the future.
美国之音未知采访报道。还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富。
是苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
一位艺术家正在尝试将味觉带入虚拟现实，一起去看一看。
虚拟现实的沉浸式体验给人耳目一新的感觉。现在空中盛宴 RMX 将满足您的味蕾。
It's one of the first experiments where we are mixing VR and food.
在纽约的 J. 比尔德餐厅，马提亚·卡萨莱诺创造了一种虚拟现实用餐体验，可以让客人以新的方式品尝美食。
We are so much used to eat.With our own eyes, of course, right? Whenever we go to a restaurant, for example, we sort of already have an idea of how things might taste like, right? If I order a particular item versus particular things, I sort of have expectations.
通过这种虚拟现实体验，来宾应该会期待意外的惊喜。在虚拟现实中，食物由抽象的 3D 形状表示，并与现场准备的真实食物相对应。来宾可以与这些虚拟形状和形态互动，然后把它们吃下去。
I think nobody can actually explain this concept to anybody in words. You have to experience it.
通过虚拟现实头盔上的运动跟踪相机，真实世界中的动作跟虚拟现实中的动作相对应。
They're able to bridge the gap between the virtual world and the real world, and what impact it has when you introduce food into this experience. All of a sudden, the virtual world no longer, it felt less virtual.
Having that, like,disconnection but reconnection with food through this digital representation of it made you kind of like think about flavor and texture and sensation in a different way.
一个所有感官的盛宴，美国之音郑蒂娜，纽约报道。
美国多地实施封锁和隔离，这导致日常生活向线上转移，其中也包括寻找爱情。
尽管数以万计的民众居家隔离，但是爱情仍然找到一条出路。约会应用程序正在适应新的现实，有些约会应用程序的使用量增加了20%。应用程序 Tinder 甚至提供用户免费到外地找约会对象的选择，因此用户现在可以在任何地方寻找爱情。因为不管怎么说，这个约会都必须是一个在线约会。
I think just hey, do you want to grab a drink on FaceTime? She's like, yeah. So we were going back and forth, and yeah, we just decided to jump on it. And her one of her comments to me was.Can I just wear sweats to this thing? And my exact response was, I haven't worn grown-up pants in 3 weeks. Why start now? So yeah, we were both super informal and real comfortable.
晚餐和美酒并非第一次在线约会的唯一选择。约会应用程序的用户说，他们在买菜、做晚饭，还有甚至在打游戏的时候上网约会。约会应用的开发人员说，在线约会和面对面的约会其实区别不大。
I have to do something different because it's a virtual date. A lot of first date, or even second date, dating etiquette's just the same thing applies. You want to make an effort to look nice because that shows that you care, and you're putting effort to actually, you know, make a good impression. You want to, you know, first date, I think it's good to keep it light and casual.
在约会前要确定麦克风和摄像机功能正常会很有用，而且绝对没有绞尽脑汁寻找话题的余地。这个大流行病已经盘踞了所有人的脑海，无论他们身在何处。
Rarely do you have a moment where people, no matter where, what your geography, have one main thing on the mind, and that is COVID-19. And so, there's a real desire to connect.
所有的真正约会暂时被新的现实排除在外的时候，线上约会可能具有一些优势。
This is a good chance for us to dig deeper, take things a little bit slower.
尽管人们现在喜欢这种虚拟约会，但毫无疑问，一旦取消隔离，情侣们将会回到现实世界中寻找爱情。美国之音卡琳娜·巴弗拉江，华盛顿报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们明天节目再见。